Field. He's leading the team, though, in RBIs with 37. 10 home runs for him, which comes in for his second straight season with at least 10 home runs or more. He's at 27 right now, which in that aspect, you look at that and say, well, he's pretty close. Yeah, and he is. He's pretty close to breaking the record for all-time home runs in the Northwoods League. 28 would tie it. 29 would break it. And Brandon Bobo, that's something that he's really, you know, looking for, striving for, I should say. So it will be a key for this Wisconsin Rapids team to, you know, find ways to get back to it. The more hitting, defensively playing error-free baseball, that's going to have to be a big thing. And then on the pitching side, you know, getting guys to work in, because Jacob Rosenkrantz got the start on the mound yesterday, and he has a great arm. He's got a lot of arm talent, can work in a lot of different pitches, but really struggled yesterday, and just unlike the Lincolnshire, Illinois product, and he allowed six hits, six runs. Five of those came earned and only had one strikeout. But Johnny Antsovitz had a good day yesterday. He allowed two hits, a run, but three strikeouts. But when you go four different pitchers and only four strikeouts between those pitchers, that's really a problem. Green Bay, though, they pitched five pitchers. They had 10 strikeouts between those guys. So they had a lot of good work. Kyle Stoddard was one of those guys yesterday for Green Bay. He had a lot. He was the starter. Five innings of work, allowed one hit, three walks, but five strikeouts. So they had a big day, and that will be the key. Wisconsin Rapids is just going to have to change it around. What hurts them is, you know, they're a team that's been struggling batting, haven't really batted well yesterday, and then obviously not playing a complete game prior to that. Well, you know, coming into the game today, there wasn't any batting practice for either side, so they're going to just go in, just going to go right into it offensively. They're warming up, just getting pitches in, throwing the baseball around. So, you know, we'll find out how this team gets going in about 4 minutes. First pitch coming up shortly from Capital Credit Union Park. Stay with us here on WFHR.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Back here inside Capital Credit Union Park, Green Bay. Just taking the field now, and they're a team, though, you know, they started 5-10 in the second half. They're basically on cruise control at this point. Already won the first half, already clinched a playoff berth. But that really hasn't been their motto, to just kind of go through the motions in the second half. They started 5-10 and have now won 7 of their past 8, including a 5-game win streak that was halted the other day against Madison, and they split the series. But yesterday they really got up to an early lead, and they have a lot of power, this team does. Raptors are going to have to control it, and specifically with their pitching, Bryson Parrish, a guy that really can help them do that, but he's going to have to work in. He's really gotten a lot better since he started, because his first outing, it just wasn't that good, which a game he appeared against Madison, really struggled to throw strikes, struggled to throw to allow hits. But for him, he's really gotten back to start to kind of settle in more and gotten used to the Northwoods League. And remind you, I mean, it's a game every day, so these players, the turnaround time is a lot quick for them. So Ty Johnson, a guy that will lead off, and rightfully so. He's got 52 hits, batting at 274, warming up right now. But Brett Sanchez, my goodness, he is a problem for Green Bay. A guy that at Belhaven University, where he attends, 110 strikeouts with only 19 walks, a 1.81 ERA, and a 6-2 record. He is a sidearmer and really goes that submarine style. And he throws in a lot of fastballs, works in his off-speed pitches excellently. And for the umpires today, you have Andrew Thomas at home plate, Jacob Hudson at third, and Steve Bartlestein, the crew chief, at first base. So same umpire crew as yesterday. They have just rotated the bases. So Brett Sanchez appearing in his 9th game for Green Bay. Rightfully so, a Northwoods League All-Star. So definitely Raptors are going to have to look to get hits off of him. But a guy that appeared in the All-Star game, he went 2/3 of an inning, allowed a hit and 2 strikeouts on 3 batters faced. So Ty Johnson will get things started off, stepping in the left-handed batter's box now. So Johnson, a 274 batter, 32 runs, 29 walks. He leads the team in at-bats, hits, runs, and walks. 24 RBIs as well. So Ty Johnson headed to Baylor next season. A McLennan Community College alum. He went 1-for-4 yesterday with a run. He was also struck out and was part of a double play where he flew out to center. And then Duffy got thrown out back at first. Sanchez, the first offering of the game, and just up above the zone, had a fastball 1-0. So 1-0 count here for Ty Johnson. He leads the team in doubles as well. And he'll see a ball once more down in the right side of the zone. And he got a home run, in which a game the Raptors got throttled 26-4. But he got a solo shot to left field. So good to see him get behind the wall on at least a hit this year, as he'll take a strike down the plate, 2-1. So 2 balls a strike. Sanchez works in. That's a slow-moving ball popped away right field side out of play. 2-2. So a little bit of wind moving from left to right. We had rain at the start of the game yesterday, but fortunately it ended quickly. Raptors, remind you, a rainout Wednesday, a rainout Thursday. So they'll make up that doubleheader from Wednesday tomorrow in Wausau. But looking to get it done today, as Sanchez will kick wind the 2-2 home up above the zone at a ball 3-2. So first batter of the day is Johnson, and he sees the count full. Remind you, Brett Sanchez, 51 in the third innings of work. As a 3-2 and a dropped ball from Hernandez goes out of the zone, and Johnson is walked. So good start for Ty Johnson. Discipline at the plate, he'll take first. And this brings up the leader in batting average for the Raptors, Jorge Degatti. 38 hits on 119 at-bats. He bats a 319. 15 runs, he's at 12 RBIs, and the native of Miami, Florida, struggled yesterday. Pretty rare to see him not get a hit. He went 0-for-3, and that was about that. So Sanchez has walked a batter, and Johnson at first, and there is a off-speed pitch at a curveball outside of the zone, 1-0. So 1-0 count, Johnson at first. Jorge Degatti, The Indiana Hoosier as a checkoff over Sanchez. Johnson slides headfirst into first. Johnson also leads the team in stolen bases as well. So look for him to possibly take second here early. The 1-0 to Degatti. And lower the zone. And a ball 2-0. So struggling to start is Sanchez. He's allowed 43 hits, surrendered 19 runs, a 3.16 ERA from the Slidell, Louisiana native. And the 2-0 to Degatti down the plate this time. He sees it looking 2-1. Johnson at first, two balls and a strike. Jorge Degatti, the third baseman. They have Zane Zielinski, the second baseman, backed up a couple steps back behind second base. As Sanchez checks off over at first, and Johnson gets there back in time. Degatti's been around, though, you know, the collegiate level, and specifically the Division I. He attended the University of Florida, appeared in 9 games, and then appeared in 7 for the Indiana Hoosiers back this last year. So you have a new coach for the Rafters, a first base coach, Bob Galletta. Spending his 35th season at Lincoln High School, a local high school in Wisconsin Rapids. So, good for him. As third base coach, Brian Dyer. As Sanchez will set in, Degatti hits a high fly ball into right field. Holman runs under it and makes the grab on the first base line for one down. So, fly out from Degatti, and this brings up Brendan Bobo. Green Bay, though, they're wearing their... Looks like they're kind of guitar-type jerseys. They're really cool. It's red on basically the left side, white on the right side, kind of half and half, but you kind of have a guitar running down one side of the jersey. They have their white leggings with the blue stripe, and the Rafters, they have their maroon uniforms with the gold Rafters logo on the front and the gold numbers on the back. They have their gray leggings today. Pretty odd in comparison because they've worn their black leggings a lot. Basically almost every away game as Bobo swings and misses. 0-1. So Bobo 1-for-4 with an RBI yesterday. It was an RBI single in the right field. He struck out twice. The 0-1 from Sanchez swings in low. 1-1. One ball, one strike. A lot of three up and three down innings for Green Bay yesterday. They were terrific on the defensive side. Sanchez with the ball in his glove. He'll kick and serve the 1-1 as Bobo just nicks it off the top of the bat. You take it back to June the 21st in the first game of the doubleheader here in Green Bay. It was Bobo in the top of the first, hit a three-run shot into right field. So very home run friendly into right field. It's 386 to right center, 338 to left, but to right field it's around 220 as Sanchez checks to Johnson once more. Ty Johnson, 15 stolen bases. The next guy after was Chris Conniff, who's not with the team anymore. He had 5. And Bobo flies his back into the netting and stays at 1-2. A lot of slow-moving pitches we've seen from Brett Sanchez. One gone, Johnson at first. Johnson led off with a walk. Degatti flew out to right. Sanchez with the ball behind his black back. He'll come set. The kick, the 1-2, swing and a miss. Bobo goes down. Frustrated with himself on that, but Sanchez records his first strikeout. Johnson remains at first. Orlando Lordoy is due up. So Lordoy, 0-for-4 with an RBI and struck out. Two gone. Lordoy batting a 233 at a Benedictine University at Mesa. 5 RBIs for him. In his debut, he went 2-for-4 back against Kalamazoo on July the 15th, where he also had a home run in that game. So Sanchez with 2 down, the first delivery down the plate. Lordoy sees it looking, 0-1. Rafters really struggle with guys have that submarine style, that sidearm. And Sanchez is certainly one of those guys. He steps the 0-1 and is swinging a ground ball over to the shortstop, Kelly, who steps on second, throw to first, and, well, he gets Lordoy. And that's the third out. We head to the bottom of the first as Wisconsin Rapids scoreless through a half inning. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the first inning, Bryson Parrish gets a start on the mound for the Rafters, a rising senior out of North Alabama. And he's from Florence, Alabama, where University of North Alabama is located. So went to Wilson High School. Five games appeared in with a 1-1 record so far this season. A second-half guy where he won versus Fond du Lac on July the 22nd, but lost versus Traverse City back on July the 8th. 13 and 2/3 innings of work, 20 hits and 8 runs allowed, but 10 strikeouts. So he'll face Cooper Kelly and throws in for a ball. Kelly batting a .257, 24 RBIs for him. He batted in the seventh spot yesterday and went 2-for-4 as he hits a high fly ball into left field. Gallison runs under it and makes the grab for one out. So A.J. Onzai, who went 0-for-4 with an RBI. And yesterday, the DH and the Chapman University native, the product, I should say, and a native of Tribuco Canyon, California. A .310 batter with 10 RBIs. He has 2 home runs as well. Everybody in this batting order has at least a home run this season except Zane Zielinski, the second baseman. Parrish works in a ball, 1-0. So Onzai, 2 home runs, and he'll see a fastball down the plate. The count runs at 1-1. One gone. Parrish again, a fastball. 1-2. Onzai saw it looking. JoJo Jackson on deck. A ball, 2 strikes. One gone. The 1-2 to Onzai, and he swings and misses low. Parrish, his second batter of the day, and he gets some strikeout swinging. So JoJo Jackson now batting a .321. Went 1-for-5 with a run yesterday. Had a liner up to center field. So that's where his hit came from. Out of Georgia State, from Stone Mountain, Georgia. So the Georgia State Panther, 30 RBIs. He has 2 home runs as well. Parrish will set in, already with 2 gone, as Jackson flies his back into the netting. 0-1. So no balls, a strike. There on JoJo Jackson. A great player for this Green Bay team. such a reliable guy and Parrish at a fastball up above the zone, 1-1. A ball and a strike with two down. And the count runs at one apiece. The 1-1 from Parrish. Jackson fouls it left field side, 1-2. So Green Bay retired the Rafters in four batters. Wisconsin Rapids looking to go 1-2-3 here in the bottom of the first. Two gone. Parrish kicks, winds the 1-2 to Jackson. Up above, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Parrish already with one strikeout. A 2-2 home. Swing and a miss as a drop third strike from Jensen. Runs out and throws on to first to Broussard for the third out. So Bryson Parrish, good start for him. Two strikeouts. We head to the top of the second. Scoreless through one.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the second inning as Garrett Broussard will lead off for the Rafters. So Green Bay retired the side in four batters in the first. Broussard, 37 hits in total this season, batting a 219. And yesterday, he went 1-for-4, as he'll swing and a miss at a first pitch strike, 0-1. So 0-1 from Sanchez, and a changeup up above the zone. Broussard fouls it backside. 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. The count runs at 0-2. Broussard, a native of San Juan Capistrano, California. Already with one strikeout is Sanchez. The 0-2 fouled backside. And once again, 13 RBIs for Broussard. He's got two home runs as well. 0-2 is the count. No balls, two strikes. Sanchez will set in. He'll look in at Broussard. Kicks. And the 0-2 serve, and a swing and a liner pulled away right field out of play. Good contact there from Broussard. He batted a 258 last season with 5 home runs for the Rafters and 50 RBIs. He's only had 13 this season. Sanchez with one strikeout on Bobo. And the 0-2 home. And a swing and a ball pulled into left field. Running after it is Zukowski and makes the grab. Left center field side, and Broussard goes down. So Anthony Gallison now batting a 254. He's got 31 hits. Only had one at bat yesterday where James Bornick pinch hit for him. He was the DH, Gallison. He also walked as well with a strikeout. A one gone. Sanchez at a first pitch strike. Going down as Gallison. Wasn't even ready, it seemed like. Sanchez once more. The one strike count and the 0-1 fouled back into the netting, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, one down. No Jason Jones, no Kendall Yule in the lineup for Green Bay. And they're getting a day off. They played a lot recently. The 0-2 to Gallison, and a swing and a liner pulled into right center field. That gets down before Holman can get to it. And Anthony Gallison starts his day off with a base hit. So the first hit of the game belongs to Wisconsin Rapids. So that's a different start than from yesterday. Kyle Carlson, the DH. A 255 batter, 12 hits on 47 at-bats. Out of Piedmont College. Carlson, 8 RBIs, 4 walks. So Gallison at first. Sanchez gives up a hit. As Sanchez works in, out up on a changeup, out above the zone, 1-0. And Carlson batted a 302 in his 2 years at Piedmont. Batted a 311 this past year. Sanchez works, and a swing and a miss on the inside, 1-1. So a ball and a strike, and a decent crowd here in Ashwaubenon. It's cloudy, but the sun was shining earlier. But nonetheless, decent weather. One gone. Sanchez looks down. And does once more. He'll come set in the sidearm. 1-1. The get up quickly from Hernandez. Looks off over at first, but nonetheless, that comes in for a strike. Gallison got back there in time. 1-2. A ball, two strikes with one down. Gallison with a hit in the right center. Sanchez now comes set. The 1-2 to Carlson, and a swing and a ball popped into the second baseman Zielinski. And he makes the grab, reaches out to his left. So Carlson not able to see that ball go past Zielinski. So a line out there. And Aiden Brewer now. He's at 2 hits, 14 at bats. He went 0 for 3 with a walk and 2 strikeouts yesterday. 4 walks as well. A returning Rafter played in 53 games last season for that unbelievable Wisconsin Rapids team that won 57 games. So 2 gone. Gallison still remains at first. Sanchez sets and works and a strike right down in the zone, 0-1. So no balls, a strike on 1 count. 2 gone. Sanchez looks off over at first. The 0-1, and Brewer fouls it backside, 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes. Aiden Brewer headed to UNC Greensboro next season, a native of Dexter, Michigan. So 4 home runs last season with 27 RBIs. Sanchez already with a strikeout. He's given up a hit. The 0-2 to Brewer bends in low. Gallison on his way to second. Hernandez does not decide to throw it. So good timing there from Anthony Gallison. Puts himself in scoring position. And the first time the Rafters have had a runner in scoring position this game. So perhaps Brewer can make something happen. A ball, 2 strikes. Sanchez shakes it off. The ball behind his back. He barehands it and puts it in his glove. On the first base side of the slab, looks off at second, kicks high in the 1-2 home, and a swing and a ball belted into right center field, headed back, and this one's gone. Aiden Brewer, a 2-run shot, his first home run of the season, and Wisconsin Rapids in front 2-0. What a start. Aiden Brewer, much needed for him and his confidence. Him and Gallison walk home. Wisconsin Rapids, 2-0 in front. What a start. A 2-run shot for Brewer. So Levi Jensen now will step in and bunt and pull it away left side. But how about it? Aiden Brewer, you know, when you see that, because he's been a guy that has struggled at the plate to start. I mean, two hits only on 14 at-bats, but takes a shot off Sanchez there. So 2-0 Raptors lead. And the 0-1 from Sanchez down the plate for a strike, 0-2. And the 0-2 once more. Jensen fouls it backside. He bats a .091, 7 RBIs. Just hasn't really swung the bat well, and, you know, for him it's been a struggle, but he's just been great at the plate on the defensive side. The 0-2 from Sanchez outside of the zone for a ball 1-2. Johnson is on deck. A ball, 2 strikes, 2 gone. And the 1-2 low of the zone at a ball 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the 2-2 and a liner up the middle for Jensen. A good sight there from the catcher, Levi Jensen. He keeps this inning alive. He's at first. So Jensen with a base hit in the center. So now Ty Johnson here, top of the order, walked his first time up. Rafters 3 hits to start. A hit from Gallison, a 2-run shot from Brewer, and then also one for Jensen. Sanchez works in high and had a ball 1-0. Levi Jensen's 10th hit of the season. And it comes here, 1 ball, no strikes, 2 gone. And the 1-0 from Sanchez inside at a curveball, and 1-1. But I'll tell you, a good start nonetheless. Wisconsin Rapids. 2 gone and the 1-1 as Johnson slips but misses and he'll see a strike. And 1-2. Jensen at first. The 1-2 to Johnson in a swing and a bouncer towards the shortstop. Kelly steps on second before Jensen can get there, and that will do it. But a 2-run shot for Aiden Brewer puts this game at 2-0. Raptors lead. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 79, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 52. Daytime highs approaching 83. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the second inning, a 2-0 lead for the Rats as a two-run shot for the shortstop, Aiden Brewer. And now Jack Coleman here, the fourth batter in the lineup in the cleanup spot. Parrish works in at a fastball outside of the zone. A 1-0. And Jack Coleman out of UCLA from Wrightwood, California. And he'll see a pitch inside once more, 2-0. But a great start for Wisconsin Rapids. Jack Coleman yesterday went 1-for-4 with a 2-RBI single into right field as he flies this out back behind home plate, 2-1. So two balls a strike, three hits already for the Rafters. A base hit from Gallison, a two-run shot from Brewer, then also a base hit for Levi Jensen into center. The 2-1 to Holman, out and above the zone at a ball, 3-1. So three balls a strike, three hits, none yet for Green Bay. Parrish kicks high in the 3-1, low below the zone for ball four. So Holman, he starts off with a walk. And this brings up Carlos Hernandez, the catcher. And batting a 289 out of Anderson University and from Buford, Georgia. 29 RBIs for him this season, 5 home runs as well. So the power hitter and the redshirt junior, the right-hander. So righty on righty. Standing at first is Holman. Parrish sets as a swing and a ball flied into center. Lordoy comes out, makes the grab. Hernandez, good contact, but he flies out as Lordoy was on top of that. Mateo Matthews now, first baseman out of Wagner College. Batting a 268. He went 1-for-4 with a run yesterday. He also had a solo shot into right field. So good day for the first baseman. He stands at 6'5", the left-hander, and sees the ball outside, 1-0. On deck, Zane Zielinski. One gone. Parrish, the 1-0, and a swing and a ball lifted into right field, heading back and just pulls towards the right field side. That ball stays fair. Surely a run probably scores. Holman was already on his way to third. Good contact there from Matthews. Nonetheless, a foul ball. A ball and a strike. One ball, one strike, and one down. Looking at first is Parrish. He'll come set and now throws over to first now, and just getting back there in the nick of time is Holman. Holman's only had one stolen base this season. 1-1 to Matthews, and a swing and a ball flied into left field, carrying on the left field line as Gallison comes and makes the grab and launches all the way back to first, where Broussard is there. Nonetheless, two down. So a fly out to left from Matthews. Zane Zielinski is due up. Had a good day batting in the nine hole yesterday. Went 2-for-4. Had a double. A 250 batter with 3 RBIs. A junior from University of Illinois, Chicago. Also a Chicago native. Holman at first. Here, bottom of the second. Parrish will set in. Two gone. Kicks and serves. And foul back behind home plate. 0-1. So no balls a strike. 0-1 count. A bit windy today. Wind moving from left to right. It's moving towards center field. So that perhaps helped Brewer on that home run. I mean, nonetheless, he got all that ball. Two gone. And the 0-1 home bounces low in the turf. In for a ball, 1-1. So ball and a strike. Two gone. Holman at first. He was walked. No hit yet. No hits yet for the Rockers. And a swing and a sharply hit ground ball that goes through the glove of DeGotti into left field. Which seemed like a routine play for DeGotti. Comes at an error. Not what you like to see, but pretty rare for Jorge. He usually makes those plays. So Austin Folly, a Kentucky Wildcat. Him and Zukowski, who is on deck right now, are the only ones that bat under a 200 in this order. So he bats a 186. Two down, runners on first and second. And Parrish works. And that time at a fastball outside of the zone, 1-0. So 1-0 count. Folly, the third baseman, wasn't in the lineup yesterday. Zielinski at first, Holman at second, and there's a strike, 1-1. So 11 RBIs for the Kentucky Wildcat. Three home runs as well. Parrish looks at second in the 1-1, and a swing and a ball popped up back behind home plate, and 1-2. So a ball, two strikes with two gone. Bryson Parrish with two strikeouts today. He's nearing his 27th pitch. Here on Folly. Sets the 1-2, swing and a miss up top. Parrish sends him down. That's his third strikeout of the day. We head to the top of the third. Rafters in front 2-0. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the third inning, a 2-0 lead for Wisconsin Rapids, followed by a two-run shot for Aiden Brewer. So that's where we stand. So Brewer, it's a bomb in the right center field that brought him and Gallison home. Jorge DeGotti will lead off as he flew out to right his first time up. Sanchez works in, kind of up on a changeup up above the zone, 1-0. So Brett Sanchez, 44 pitches, has allowed three hits, two runs, and DeGotti pops this out back behind home plate with a walk and a strikeout. So a guy that leads the league in strikeouts with 63, he's really struggled today, and credit the Rafters, doing well, getting hits off of him, and specifically getting runs in. And DeGotti, another foul ball back behind home plate. once more. A 1-2. 12 RBIs for the Indiana Hoosier. The count runs at 1-2. Sanchez looks it off. The 1-2 to Degatti, and a swing and a ball lifted high into right field. Holman tracks it down and lets the ball just get drop into his glove. One gone. So back-to-back flyouts to right field for Degatti. And Brendan Bobo, who struck out swinging. The only strikeout for Sanchez came on Bobo. On deck is Lordoy. And Bobo has already hit a three-run shot here back on June the 21st. And he'll pop it back behind home plate once more. On a first pitch foul ball, 0-1. So a one strike count with one gone. Sanchez looks in. He'll step, turn, 0-1. Just low of the zone. And a slow moving pitch at a ball. 1-1. A ball and a strike with one gone. And the 1-1. A little bit low, and once more at a ball, 2-1. Lordoy on deck. Rafters looking to build off of that second inning. The 2-1 to Bobo, and pulls this out. Right field side out of play, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And the count runs at 2 apiece. Sanchez steps back onto the mound. He'll come set once more. Looks in on Bobo. He kicks, winds in the 2-2. And a Bobo check swing. And third base umpire said he did fully come across. Bobo can't believe it. And he goes down once more. So Bobo, that's his second time he struck out, and that's Sanchez's second strikeout. So both of his strikeouts have come on Bobo. And Lordoy, who grounded out to the shortstop. Kelly, his first time up at the plate. Sanchez will set in. First offering, high and above. 1-0. A 233 batter. He batted a 401 at Benedictine University at Mesa on 227 at-bats, and he swings and misses at that ball. He went fast, lost his balance there, and 1-1. So a ball and a strike. The 1-1 to Lordoy. Outside of the zone on the left side, 2-1. And 2-1 count. Two gone. Degatti flew out to right, and Bobo struck out swinging. Lordoy again pops this away into the netting. Staying alive here at the plate, 2-2. The native of Panama City. Two balls, two strikes. Lordoy, he'll set in the left-hander. Sanchez sets in. The 2-2 home. Swing and a miss. Lordoy went after it up top. He goes down. We head to the bottom of the third. Rafter is still in front. 2-0.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-8255. 1881, relieving pain and restoring lives.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
So, bottom of the third inning, a great start for Bryson Parrish. He's gone two innings, 27 pitches, has thrown a walk and three strikeouts as he throws a strike there on Zukowski, who misses low. So out of Creighton University, batting in the nine hole, a 191 batter, and Parrish goes to work and throws outside at a fastball once more. A ball, 1-1. And Parrish, there's another strike. Struck out Anzai, Jackson, and Folly. On deck is Kelly. Parrish goes to work and throws it low, 2-2. So great start for him. And a 2-2 home. Swing and a miss up top. Zukowski goes down. Bryson Parrish, wow. Four strikeouts for him. So really starting to come into his own. Has struck out the past two batters. Top of the order with Cooper Kelly, who flew out to left. His first time up at the plate. So top of the order here for Green Bay. Parrish on the first pitch, low, and sweeps the dirt at a ball. So one ball count. The Kansas Jayhawk, Cooper Kelly, will set in on Parrish. Second delivery, and swings at that ball low. Now, Kelly knew he probably shouldn't have swung at that ball. It hit the dirt, but or I should say hit the turf. Yes, this is an all-turf field. The 1-1 home, and a swing and a ground ball pulled away right field side. 1-2. So Green Bay, you know, for them, it hasn't been, it's been basically the opposite. Basically the opposite start for yesterday's game and today. And a swing and a miss once more. Kelly goes down. That's the fifth strikeout for Bryson Parrish. Three straight strikeouts, all have been swinging. A.J. Anzai, who struck out his first time up. Wow, Bryson Parrish, 2 2/3 inning, 36 pitches, has walked a batter and five strikeouts. Incredible start for him, if he can keep this up. He'll look in on Anzai, and there's a strike once more. Working in his fastballs. Two gone, the 0-1 Anzai, and there it is once more, another strike, 0-2. Parrish can get another strikeout. That would be six strikeouts to 11 batters, and there's a ball bounces in the dirt. He throws a lot of fastballs, but he's got great speed, knows when to use the right pitches. Works in changeups as well. And the 1-2 to Anzai, and a swing and a ground ball that goes past Broussard. Johnson comes in, dives out for, gets on the ground and throws to first, but not in time. So Anzai there with a base hit. The first of the game for Green Bay. Johnson almost made that play, dove to his knees, got that ball and threw it on his knees, but wasn't able to get there in time. JoJo Jackson, who struck out his first time up. It was a drop third strike from Jensen. But it was a 2-3 put out. So Anzai at first. Green Bay hoping to keep this inning still alive here in the bottom of the third. And a ball down in the dirt. 1-0. Mojo Jackson, a reliable center fielder and somebody they can trust, the Georgia State Panther, batting a 321. He'll see the 1-0. And down the plate, right in the zone for a strike. 1-1. So Parrish has only allowed one hit. That came at the hands of A.J. Anzai, who stands at first now. And checking off over at first. To remind you, a two-run shot from Aiden Brewer in the second. Rafters lead 2-0. They've out-hit Green Bay 3-1. They've committed an error in the field. That has not slowed them down. And looking in, the third delivery to Jackson. And sweeps in low. The right zone, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Two gone. Parrish with the ball in his glove. Stands in the middle of the slab. He looks, and Jackson hits below of the bat, just on the bottom side of it, 2-2. So one more strike here for Parrish would get him up to 6 strikeouts. Anzai at first. The 2-2 home. Jackson swings and misses as Bryson Parrish up to 6 strikeouts. What a start for him. We head to the top of the fourth, 2-0 Rafters in front.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fourth inning, Garrett Broussard, who's 0-1. He flew out to left his first time up. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR on a beautiful Sunday afternoon in Ashwaubenon. As he hits a high fly ball drifting away into the left field side, sliding after it was Zukowski. That ball stays fair. It stays fair. Broussard on his way to second. He'll get there now and leads off with a double. Wow, I thought surely that was a foul. But Garrett Broussard to second now. And now that's a great start. Anthony Gallison with a base hit his first time up. Rafters up to 4 hits. So Callison has an issue with his bat. Has to change his bat. And now he'll get a different bat, but Broussard at second. Kind of flew that ball. It looked, I mean, from my angle, I have a good view of the third base line. That looked like that was foul, but hey, we'll take it. You know, we'll definitely take that. Broussard on his on second now with a double. So great start. Brett Sanchez, three strikeouts, has allowed four hits. Now look at second and deliver up on a changeup above the zone at a ball 1-0. So Gallison got home on a two.